Ha'adon Avir Mini.
Matityahu 4:10.
Recently, I heard this week that the National Rifle Association, better known as NRA, has released a new mobile app entitled NRA Practice Range. The app permits shooters to try their skills at shooting coffin-shaped targets with bullseyes on the head and heart levels. The app is approved for persons age of 4 and up. Now, this comes from a politically motivated group who, in the wake of the Newtown, Connecticut killings of 20 children, publicly blamed violent video games for the carnage. The hypocrisy is a little rich to say the least. As you well know, the NRA has been around for decades, and Americans have been fascinated with their guns as much as their cars. We live in a state of high honor, with pride, superiority, and such. Is there any wonder of our results of violence in our streets and around the world? Being raised in this culture has been a mass of deception by creating our own little worlds that we live in. We travel every day the same day. We work at the same desk. We see same people in our lives and so forth. And our world begins to shape very differently among everyone else around us. This is also affected by our beliefs, our models, our freedom, our culture, and propaganda. But let's face it, this is not reality. Reality comes when one realizes that there is a God that we will have to answer to. And that God has expectations of you and me. When we see ourselves in the mirror and the reflection coming back to us, it's not definite, not from the Creator, we begin to realize how sinful, short, and shameful we really are. When man reaches to his lowest, then he will realize that he needs to be transformed. But you may ask, transformed to what? To Jesus. Today, we hear from the majority of American Christians that God allows us to defend ourselves, and that it's okay to own guns and other weapons of destruction. They begin to quote Bible scriptures like this one.
When one of his disciples drew his sword and defended our Lord by striking the slave of the high priest, Matthew chapter 26, verse 51 and 52.
According to them, he wasn't shocked that his disciple had wielded an instrument capable of death. In fact, they claimed, his earlier instruction was to let him who has no sword sell his robe and buy one, knowing there may be a time when the disciples need to defend themselves. Luke chapter 22, verse 36-38. This is the quote that 99.9% of American Christianity quotes in reference to owning a weapon to defend yourself. From this scripture, they take a stand, they defend it, they kill and control others. Make no mistake, these people have not seen the glory of God in their hearts and are promoting this evil, self-indulgence pride with propaganda to advance their evil God and purpose. Jesus is our example. He died and was beaten by the self-appointed, short-sighted, prideful people to further their agenda in this world. A person who calls himself a Christian is nothing but a mass of deception to the world and will continue to kill, possess, and conquer in the name of their evil God. Why? Because this is their kingdom. Because they have more resources, more money, more power, people to advance their goal in this world. Meanwhile, the sojourners have to endure, suffer, and even be hungry as they attempt to bring some light to this dark, dark world. No sojourner will have or own a gun for pride or honor, and definitely will not promote his or her agenda unless the agenda of the government. They have realized that their hope and strength is in the Spirit of the living God, and their weapon is the Spirit of righteousness that can only be given by Jesus Christ Himself. This cannot be imitated by this evil world any longer. As for the American Christian, they will continue to quote scriptures and rally the masses to their destruction by means of interpretation and logic. But during that whole time, all they're seeing is their visual kingdom right now and now. Remember, we desire better kingdom, the New Jerusalem. The one is yet to come. In the meantime, follow Jesus Christ and throw away all that malice and all that self-pride and all that haughtiness, and humble yourself before the presence of the glorious God.
Ha'adon Avir Minute, Matityahu 4:10.